Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I, as per usual, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for April 24th, 2020. And we have quite a bit of show for you this episode. Let's talk TV streaming. And like I said, TV streaming is a little small, but we've got a little bit to talk about. So first and foremost, we have a preview trailer for the new Fraggle Rock series on Apple TV+. It looks like it's going to be anthological, kind of, or just vignettes. It's really not super easy to tell from this trailer, but either way, Fraggles on TV, well, technically on streaming, but still, Fraggles happening again. I'm totally on board. Fraggles were great fun to watch when I was a kid. I can only imagine they're going to be even more great fun for kids and hopefully also adults who watched them as kids in the near future. So check out the link in the description. You will find the trailer for the new Fraggle series. It's called Rock On. I did not see a release date for it. But next, we are talking about Magic the Gathering. That's right. TV streaming has a Magic the Gathering update. Netflix, we talked about when Netflix optioned it out. They are now officially far enough along in production that they are scripting out the season, their first season for this series, which is pretty freaking cool. All of the nerdy Magic the Gathering players are going to be excited about this. I'm still not 100% sure what the concentration of us, or I guess I'm not really a Magic player anymore, but what the concentration of Magic players are in the nerd community these days, it seems to be growing in popularity in the mainstream nerd community because things like this are happening. But I don't see a lot of people talking about playing it anymore. So I don't know. It looks like it might be tipping one way. Let me know if you are a Magic player and if you think it's thriving these days or if it's suffering somehow. Because I don't know. I just used to play it when I was in junior high. So yeah, that's all we have there. Next, we have a quickie for Westworld. Westworld has officially been greenlit for a fourth season, which is awesome because, as we know, Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy are looking to get at least five seasons out of this, presumably only five seasons out of this. So the fact that they haven't been greenlit all the way through kind of sucks, but they keep getting the new seasons, so let's hope they at least get their one more season, and then should they want to go beyond season five, then we'll take it from there. But it's so good. We're in season three, and every season makes you go, wait, I knew what was happening by the end of the last season, and now I'm just lost again. So congratulations to Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy on that. And then our final piece of TV streaming news has to do with the streamer HBO Max. Up until now, there has not been a set release date. We've just known it's going to be sometime this year, and now they have set a launch date for the streamer. It is May 27th, so it's pretty close in the grand scheme of things. We're about 4 weeks away from seeing the launch of HBO Max, and how that balances out in the streaming networks and still remains to be seen. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch the battle, though. That is all we have for TV streaming. Now we're moving over to movie news, and this might be our largest. It's a real tight fight between movies and rumor mill. So in movies, our first piece is Venom 2 just officially got a subtitle and a new release date. Venom 2 got pushed back to June 25th of 2021, and the subtitle is Let There Be Carnage. The subtitle's a little cheesy, but it's dealing with Cletus Cassidy, so that kind of over-the-top kind of cheese almost fits because of the character of Cletus Cassidy, so hopefully that they can kind of course correct a little bit more with this movie, because the last one, while it was good, could have been much, much better. That's all we have for Venom, though. Next is another quickie for Scoob, the new Scooby-Doo movie, which was going to be the first ever Scooby-Doo movie released in theaters. All of the other Scoob, well, animated Scooby-Doo movie, because there were the two live-action ones, but the first ever animated Scooby-Doo movie to be released in theaters, and now that's not the case. They have just made the announcement that it will be going to video on demand on May 15th. Didn't say specifically which video on demand service, so probably much like the rest of them, whatever video on demand service you're using that isn't Netflix, because Netflix doesn't really play well with others when it comes to this kind of stuff. In a similar note, the Enola Holmes movie that we've been talking about with Henry Cavill and Millie Bobby Brown is also going to be straight to video on demand. This one, though, is going to be on Netflix, and there has been no official release date for the movie. They have only said it is coming soon. So that's what we have there. The next one is a really fun one that I hope they pull off very, very well, and it is One Punch Man. Apparently, Sony is looking to do a live-action movie for One Punch Man. Scott Rosenberg and Jeff Pinker, who were writers, for Venom and Jumanji, respectively, They have been brought in with Spider-Man and Marvel producers Avi Arad producing the film. So Marvel producer, I said producers. He's a producer. He's one person. They have been brought in to make this into a reality over for Sony, and that. It is such a fine line to walk, especially with an anime that is so beloved as One Punch Man, that I really hope they do well with this, because it could be awesome. It could also be a giant dumpster fire. That's all we have on that one. Next, we're talking about another reboot series. This one is The Saint. The Saint is reportedly being rebooted by Paramount Pictures. The reported actor that they are looking at to play the lead is Chris Pine, but it also sounds like they're not going to be necessarily remaking the movie with Val Kilmer from a few decades ago at this point, in the early to mid-90s. But they are going to be adapting the books on which that movie was based in a different way. There is quite a few books that movie was kind of taken from, and actually a number of different iterations have existed since those books were written, from radio teleplays to all the way up through that movie. I believe that movie was the last time we saw an adaptation of the stories, so it could be very interesting to see what else they have in store, because I've never read the books. I didn't even know it was books until I started doing the research for this episode, so there you go. That's what we've got there. And then our last piece in movies is another sequel to be updated on. The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is getting a sequel, like we have talked about in the rumors section previously when it was rumored to be happening. Now it is officially happening. Guillermo del Toro is being brought back on to write the story. He is not writing the script. The same script writers, I believe, are being brought back in for that, and the same director, Andre Overdahl, is being brought back in to direct. So while I wasn't the biggest fan of that movie, that still has positive implications, because since it's the same team and they know what they did last time, that should shorten certain things, but also they know what they should have learned from the last time, so that should make things better in the long run, ideally. That's all we have, though, for movies. Now let's talk rumors. We have a fair rumor mill this episode. First up, we have a gaming rumor, and that is the new Batman game. We have more rumors that are coming out from different sources that are seemingly confirming, from more reliable sources even, that are seemingly confirming the other rumors that we've talked about from the less reliable sources, that the Bat family, don't know to what extent, but probably the smaller version of the Bat family, being Robin, Nightwing, Red Hood, Batgirl, and Batman, and maybe Batwoman, I don't know. But yeah, so the Bat family will be playable in the game, and the Court of Owls will be the primary antagonist. You can't really call the Court of Owls a villain. Maybe they are villains. But they're a singular entity anyway, whatever. But yes, that rumor says that those rumors are to be believed, but it's a rumor confirming a rumor, so until we get something solid, it's still going to be in the rumor mill and always take it with a grain of sand. This rumor, though, still has not found a release date or a potential release date or anything of the sort. So that's all we have on that one. Next, we're talking about Aladdin and the new rumor about the live-action Aladdin movies. We already know that there is a second movie coming, but the rumor says that they're planning a trilogy. The two movies following, so Aladdin 2 and Aladdin 3, will not be based necessarily on the animated second and third Aladdin movies. So Return of Jafar and Prince of Thieves will not factor heavily into the story of the new live-action movies, though there may or may not be homages paid to them, if you want to believe the rumor. That's all we have there. We're moving next into a Secret Wars rumor. This one has actually been fed into by the Russo brothers. The Russo brothers just had an interview a couple of days ago with comicbook.com, and they said that they have been meeting with Marvel once a month. They say the reason that they're meeting with Marvel once a month is because they're looking for the right time, the right movie for them to be taking over. But that doesn't necessarily require a regular meeting time, which has led a lot of people to speculate and rumors to start circulating that they are putting things into place in these other movies that are going to be coming out, so that they can do a Secret Wars movie. And they're just meeting with Feige and company so that they can ensure that certain things happen in certain movies so that all of it can pay off, presumably at the end of Phase 5 or Phase 6 in a Secret Wars movie or even trilogy of movies, as one rumor or one source put it. So that would be freaking awesome. Who knows if it's actually going to happen, because it's just a rumor. Next, we're talking about another live-action animated movie, a live-action Disney adaptation of an animated movie. Such a mouthful. Hercules is reportedly being added to the list of Disney live-action remakes. Not only that, though, but it sounds like Benedict Cumberbatch, which I believe we may have referenced him before as one that Disney wanted to put in a live-action animated adaptation. So many words. But now the rumors are saying that Benedict Cumberbatch and Idris Elba are on the short list for Hades in the movie, in the live-action version of Hercules, assuming this is even actually in the works, because it's all still rumor. Disney hasn't said anything. Continuing on that train of thought, though, we have another rumor about another animated movie that's getting adapted, and that's Atlantis, The Lost Empire. This time, the rumor says that they're looking at Tom Holland for Milo Thatch, who is the lead character in that story. So, I feel like Atlantis is less likely because it did less well in the theaters, but it has become a little bit of a cult hit at this point in rentals and in video on demand and such. So I don't know. They have the numbers. I don't. I'm just reporting the rumors. The next one we have is another Batman related rumor, but this one is about the movie, and a rumored quote unquote leak has come out that kind of has a little bit of a breakdown as to the power dynamic between the villains, because we know we're going to be getting a fair amount of the Rogues Gallery in this movie. To what extent, we don't know, unless you want to believe this rumor. And the rumor says that there's going to be two primary villains in this movie, Riddler and Penguin. All of the others are going to be cameos or have very minor parts in the movie. These two are going to be the main antagonists for this movie. And the way in which they are the antagonists is Penguin is reportedly going to be running for mayor, and he enlists the help of the Riddler to take care of his opposition. Which sounds like a comic book plot, but also doesn't sound like a AAA Batman comic book. It sounds like something from, like, the golden or maybe silver age, when things were silver, because golden wasn't campy. Silver age or bronze age, even, when things got a little more campy. That sounds like that. I don't know how much of this I believe, though. We do know that those two characters are going to be in the movie, and they are some of the larger names in the Rogues Gallery. So I don't know. Maybe it does have legs and I just don't want to believe it. Who knows? Our last piece is actually a TV rumor, which is somehow not a place we go very frequently in the rumor mill, but this one has to do with The Walking Dead. I believe we talked previously about the idea that they might be working up a Michonne miniseries. Well, now there are two more rumors that are saying not only is Michonne going to be getting a miniseries, but Maggie is also going to be getting a miniseries after she comes back. The series will deal with what happened while she was gone. She went to go create another village or another settlement. And so it's going to be everything that happened during that. But then also there's a rumor saying that Daryl is going to be getting his own movie. So I feel like they have made the announcement that a lot of these things are in the works. These are fan favorite characters. It makes total sense. I feel like this one totally has legs. But that's all we have for rumors, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Or for a more expanded news show and more nerdy action, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.